Shavua Tov, Rabotai, Rabbi Kalman Akiva Kovacs with today's installment of the Mishnah Yomi. We are in Kilayim, the first perek, the sixth Mishnah. Mishnah above states, and this is a continuation of what we've seen in the perek so far, of comparing similar items that are similar enough that they're not Kilayim one to another, or they're similar and yet they are still Kilayim. Hazev ve'kelev, a wolf or a dog, or kelev hakufri, a village dog, and a shual, a fox. Now this kelev kufri is a village dog, is similar in size and appearance to a fox. If you see dogs that are let to interbreed and kind of go wild, they sort of end up medium-sized, similar to a fox. Ha'izim ha'tzivaim, goats and gazelles. Ha'ya'elim v'rahelim, an ibex and a rahel is a female sheep. They're apparently similar. Hasus v'hapered, a horse and a mule. A pered and a chamor, or a mule versus a donkey. Now, a pered, a mule, is itself a kilayim between a sus and a chamor, and it's similar to both of these breeds. A chamor v'arod, the chamor and the arod is a wild chamor, and apparently their bites and kicks are extremely deadly, as the Gemara in Shabbos points out. Afal pi shedomin ze lezeh, even though all of these pairs of animals resemble one another closely, kilayim ze bezeh, they are still kilayim. It's important to note, this is dog day in Mishnah Yomi. Ze vekelev, their dogs, their stam dogs, were similar to a wolf. Now we understand there are multiple Gemaras saying do not have a dog, or do not have a bad dog, including a Gemara in Bava Kamma, that you can only let your dog out at night, and only if you live in a city near the border where there might be hostile forces or robbers about, and the dog is a guard dog. We see that stam, their usual dogs, were used for guarding, and they weren't pet dogs that we have inside. They were kept on a chain, or they were kept in a doghouse. They were kept locked up because they were used as basically an alarm system or a security system. They were not being used as pets, so they're dogs back then were much more similar and resembled more like wolves. Now, we're aware today we have a different metzius. We have pet dogs, and this brings us to sort of it's not a chiddush in halacha, but back then their dogs were all attack dogs and guard dogs, and so there was sort of a stigma against dogs. They were used as, not as pets, but as protection, or as, you know, maybe to haul items, you know, not used as pets. So this comes up now, is a dog muksa on Shabbos, and it's a machlokes, and there is a psak from Rav Moshe that says if it's designated as a pet, maybe it's like a toy. There's some controversy about that. When we discussed in the muksa shir, Rabbi Silber mentioned that Rabbi Eliezer Melamed holds in Eretz Yisrael recently that a pet dog, mamash, a family pet, is not muksa. A lot of Rishonim and Achronim say a dog is definitely muksa, all animals are muksa, but there is some interesting modern reconsideration of if a family pet is actually muksa. It's also important to note that their dogs were bred to be violent and aggressive and scary, and there's a famous Gemara where a dog barked in a scary way and it caused a miscarriage and caused a departure of Shechina from that place in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a consideration to not have a dog that is aggressive and to have a dog that's well-trained. There are certain breeds, I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but there are certain breeds of dogs that are pit bull, that are known to be aggressive, and that's in their nature. And it's certainly, in my opinion, usser for a Jew to have a dog that is naturally aggressive, unless, of course, maybe that dog is chained up at their business downtown or something like this. But to have it around the neighborhood, around other Yidden, would probably be a Bava Kamma issue and probably a big problem. But to have a dog that's well-trained and well-behaved, perhaps there is room to, I say this as a dog owner, there is room for leniency if your dog is kept on a leash and well-behaved and, you know, gets along with people. But you have to keep in mind, even a family pet, even if you consider a dog a member of your family, it's still, at the end of the day, it's still an animal. And you still have to exercise responsibility and control and not run into any issues of nezek with a dog, because at the end of the day, a dog is a dog and not a human being, and can be trained and can be a beloved pet and you know, a valued member of your circle, but it's still a dog. There's an interesting Gemara on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalit, about Daryavish, the king of Persia, possibly also the son of Esther, that he had a shegel, and they say that might be a dog that sat next to him, next to his throne. And because he loved his dog so much, maybe he put his dog on a little throne next to his own throne. The Netziv says an amazing thing in Devarim 23:19 about the Mechir Kelev. He says that people's love for their dog is an example that people don't understand. Like someone has a pet dog, they love it so much, and other people don't really understand. He says this is how Jews love the Torah. He says how people love a pet dog is how Jews should be loving the Torah. Other people don't understand the depth of attachment and loyalty that a Jew has for the Torah. It's like part of him. It's like you can't imagine life without it. So the Netziv, we can learn from pets, we can learn from dogs, even to how we should feel about the Torah. But back to the Mishnah Yomi. Ein mevi'in ilan be'ilan. We do not graft a tree on a tree, we mentioned yesterday. Yorek be'yorek. We don't graft a vegetable on a vegetable. I'm not sure how they did that, but apparently they could do that. Velo ilan be'yorek. We don't graft a tree onto a vegetable. Velo yorek be'ilan. We don't graft vegetables onto trees. Apparently if you cut down a tree and the trunk is there, you couldn't plant seeds inside the tree trunk because it would get some nourishment of the vegetables from the tree trunk. Rabbi Yehuda matir yorek be'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda allows planting vegetables on a tree trunk. He says they don't really graft. But according to Tosfos Yontov, they don't really become one entity. It doesn't really work. Halacha is like Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Shkoyach Rabosai, if you want to look further into the dog issue, there is a scholarly article by Joshua Schwartz at the Bar Ilan University called Dogs in Jewish Society in the Second Temple period and in the time of the Mishnah Talmud. He goes through biblical sources, Jewish sources, non-Jewish sources, historical sources about the reality of keeping dogs in ancient times.